One day in the late 1990s seemed pretty regular inside Miller's Rexall Drugs on Broad Street. A man walked by. Store owner Richard Miller says the man stopped because he saw something in the window.
It caught his attention and he came into the store.
Miller says what caught his attention was a product called Run Devil Run.
And he asked what it was for. And the cashiers told him that it was to cure depression.
Miller says at the time, nobody in the store knew who the man was.
He said that his wife had just died and that if it worked, he would write a song about it.
Obviously, it worked. The man was Paul McCartney. This song he wrote in the late 1990s and the album it's from are both called Run Devil Run. Miller says McCartney was dressed in black and wearing sunglasses, and that's how he was able to get inside the store unrecognized. That's why Miller and his staffers were surprised when they eventually heard the song, Run Devil Run. But there's more to this story.
I was getting ready to leave the store, and a limousine showed up, and a camera person got out. The person then took pictures of my store, so I asked him, you know, why are you taking pictures of my store? He said that was his assignment. So I said, well, for who? He said, I don't know. That's just my assignment. So he left, and I thought it was very bizarre. So I called the limousine company the next day. They looked up and saw that the rental of the limousine was from a travel agent in New York. So I called the travel agent, and I told him what had happened, and I just wanted to know who had, you know, made the reservation. And they said it was the strangest thing, that they had had a call from overseas and that someone that had seen my store wanted a picture of it. At that time, I thought some people had more money than sense, but, you know, that's their way of living, I guess. So I didn't know who it was.
Miller eventually found out the answer after he started getting calls from people saying his store was on the cover of McCartney's then-new album called Run Devil Run. So, what is Run Devil Run?
Run Devil Run is actually five different items. It's a candle, an oil, an incense. It's basically aromatherapy. Obviously, he used it and got some relief.
Miller says he still gets publicity from this encounter.
People that come to Atlanta say, is this where Paul McCartney bought the Run Devil Run? So we have that, and there's also tour bus that goes around the city showing famous sites, and they stop here and come in, and I give them pretty much the same explanation of how it all occurred, and they're all very tickled.
Miller's Rexall Drugs is a third-generation family business that was founded in 1965, around the same time the Beatles made their one and only live performance at the now-demolished Atlanta Stadium. John Lawrence, WABE News.